what you can expect from a government debriefing, how to get a debriefing. Per FAR Part 15.06, if the offeror requests a debrief in writing within 3 days of notification of a contract award, then, in accordance with FAR Part 15.503, the agency must furnish a basis for the selection decision and contract award. However, IDIQs, GWACs, and BPAs use FAR Part 8 to guide their debriefing process. When does the debriefing occur? Per FAR Part 15.506, the debriefing should occur within 5 days of receiving the written request, unless there are compelling reasons for a delay. If the offeror doesn't submit a timely request, the company is not entitled to a debriefing. The offeror can expect the debrief to occur orally, in writing, or by any other method acceptable to the contracting officer. The contracting officer is usually the chair of the debriefing session. Individuals who conducted the proposal evaluations support the contracting officer in assembling the debriefing. What information must the debriefing cover? At a minimum, the government provides the following debriefing information: evaluation of the significant weaknesses or deficiencies in the offeror's proposal, if applicable; overall evaluated cost or price, including unit prices, and technical rating, if applicable, of the successful offeror and the debriefed offeror, and past performance information on the debriefed offeror; overall ranking of all competitors; summary of the rationale for the award; the make and model of the product to be delivered by the successful offeror for acquisitions of commercial products; reasonable responses to relevant questions about whether source selection procedures contained in the solicitation, applicable regulations, and other applicable authorities were followed. What the debriefing does not cover: the government will not discuss point-by-point comparisons of the debriefed offeror's proposal with those of other offerers. The debriefing doesn't reveal any information prohibited from disclosure by government regulations. It also doesn't include information that is exempt from release under the Freedom of Information Act, Part 5, including trade secrets, privileged or confidential manufacturing processes and techniques, commercial and financial information that is privileged or confidential, including cost breakdowns, profit, indirect cost rates, and similar information; the names of individuals providing reference information about an offeror's past performance. In addition, your debriefing becomes part of the contract file. What is the difference in the debrief when the RFP uses FAR Part 15.508 and Part 8? If a contract is operated in compliance with FAR Part 8, the debriefing rules are different. Large acquisitions associated with GWACs, IDIQs, or BPAs commonly operate in compliance with FAR Part 8 and not FAR Part 15.506. Since the GWAC, IDIQ, or BPA is used by an agency other than the customer, this adds a layer of complexity. While there is no required debriefing, as in FAR Part 15.506, FAR Part 8.405-2D provides: if an unsuccessful offeror requests information on an award that was based on factors other than price alone, a brief explanation of the basis for award decision shall be provided. The term brief explanation is vague and dependent upon the contracting officer. It never hurts to ask the contracting officer for a debrief similar in format to the one provided by FAR Part 15.506, but it is up to the contracting officer. In summary, always request a debrief if you win or lose. Debriefs contain invaluable information about how the customer views your approach, past performance, personnel, and pricing compared to competitors. You can use this information to support your recompete or other bids with this customer. Additionally, be sure to share the debrief information and lessons learned with your corporate team to learn how to improve your win rate.